You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about a Madison native who's the only American writer to win Pulitzer Prizes for both fiction and drama.
First, according to a 2015 Gallup poll, confidence in police in America is the lowest it's been in more than 20 years, and that's creating an uncertain landscape for some of Wisconsin's newest police officers.
WPR Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden is following a class of recruits in the Madison Police Department to see how they're trained, what they learn, and how they feel about sometimes difficult police community relations.
And she joins us now in studio. Bridget, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Bridget, how did you end up embedding with this new class of police officers?
So it goes back probably a few months ago during the week that Alton Sterling and Philando Castile were shot. I was doing some thinking, and you know, I really wanted to sort of get a handle on policing right now and policing issues. And so I was thinking about training, and I realized that I didn't really know a lot about how police are trained. So I approached the Madison Police Department and asked if I could follow their next class of recruits. And they said yes, so I will be embedding with this class of recruits from now till February when they graduate.
So that's a big journey you're undertaking. Are you going to be doing pretty much everything that these new would-be officers are doing each step of the way?
I'll be spending several hours with them each week. I can't say that I'll be there for every lesson. You know, there are a lot of lectures, a lot of memorization of codes. So, but all the big days, I'll be there. I will even be able to participate in some of the lessons. So, for example, at the end of this week, I'll be participating in the ropes course that the recruits go through.
Interesting. So you had your very first day today. What was it like?
Right. So today was the first day of the academy. There are 23 recruits in this class. It's the 59th class of the Madison Police Training Academy. They came in first thing this morning, and you know, they got together in their classroom. They were given school supplies. They heard from the training officers. And then they went into a sort of a lecture hall where they were joined by their families and other police officers, figures from the city, and they were sworn in. They took an oath.
And what was that swearing-in ceremony like?
So there were several people from the city, including Chief Koval, but also Mayor Paul Soglin was there, and he gave a speech.
There's a lot to be done out in the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning. But going to a neighborhood meeting where you're going to be held accountable for every decision made by every police officer is a challenge that our captains, our lieutenants, our chiefs cannot give you adequate experience.
So yeah, the mayor spoke to the class, and he really stressed the importance of neighborhoods and the importance of officers being with the community face to face and doing policing that way.
And when you take a role on a stage in front of a neighborhood and you portray yourself as the sole authority, you may be doing a disservice to the neighborhood as well as to our city. So keep in mind while you're out there, you are leaders, you are there to protect, but you're also there to build strong neighborhoods.
You really get a sense there of the gravity of the office of police officer. Did you feel that when you were in that room, that this was not something that anyone was entering into lightly, and that there was, especially at this time in police history, a lot riding on this job?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of the recruits today were excited, but also anxious. They knew that this was a big day and that they're entering into something that is a very serious task to take on. Chief Koval also addressed the fact that this is a difficult time to be entering policing. There's a lot of tension, obviously, in this community and communities across the country about police. So he spoke about that briefly.
We're talking with WPR reporter Bridget Bowden right now, and you can follow her reporting on a new class of police recruits at WPR.org. We're going to hear more about that. This is an ongoing series. Today was her very first day embedding with this new class. And tell us more about what Chief Koval had to say today.
Yeah, he actually started out by obviously addressing the recruits and telling the crowd of their families and other law enforcement officers about them. He specifically wanted to stress to the crowd that this class is coming from a variety of previous professions. So there are obviously some people who have been law enforcement officers at other agencies or people that are just coming off of a criminal justice degree in college. But then there are several people whose background is in fine arts or social work or therapy. And he wanted to praise them for that.
And we hear a lot of concerns about bias today and the difficult relations between police and communities of color. How are those, you know, looking ahead at how this will be handled with this class of police officers?
Yeah, last week I spoke with Captain Tom Snyder, who oversees hiring and training for the department. And he said that the concerns that you just talked about, bias, racism, that we're seeing, actually, he thinks they had an effect on recruitment this last year. Recruitment was down about 22%. They received 22% fewer applications. So it has had a real tangible effect. I should note, though, that he said that at this point, applications are back up for next year.
And you said you talked to the recruits, and there was a sense almost of anxiousness because this is day one. That makes a lot of sense. But what did people say about why they were anxious and how they were feeling?
Yeah, so I actually didn't get as much time as I would have liked to speak to the recruits one-on-one today, mostly because their families were there. But what I heard from the crowd was that, you know, it was a really big day. A lot of the people have actually moved to Madison to take this job. Some of them have moved families. So yeah, it's huge. It's a big commitment that the academy takes almost 6 months.
Did you get a sense of what the diversity was like in that class of police officers? Were you seeing, for instance, sizable populations there of women and of people of color within this class?
Yeah, I wish I had brought my exact breakdown, but I do know off the top of my head that the class is 44% women, and that's out of 23 people. I believe it is 17% African American. So there is diversity there. Another thing that's interesting is that there's quite a bit of age diversity. I believe the youngest person is either 21 or 22, and the oldest person is 39.
So, Bridget, looking ahead, you said you'll be doing the ropes course with this class on Friday. What else? What are some of the other big milestones that we can look forward to in your reporting coming up?
Yeah, I definitely want to learn about the hot topics of policing, you know, mental health, deadly force. So you can definitely expect stories on how these recruits are learning about those topics. But I'm also interested in, you know, less smaller topics. So what it's like to become an officer in 2016, what these people's families go through. I'm just interested in learning about the whole process.
Well, we look forward to hearing more. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Bridget Bowden, and you can follow her reporting on that new class of police recruits. You can find that at WPR.org.